Right here.
One of the things that in here, and I think you guys will want this, when they came to me and asked if we could have separate lines for maintenance of the this building, of the jail building, and maintenance of the judicial.
I agree, 100%.
And I went ahead and built those without checking with you guys, but they had not been put in here yet. And I will get them in here.
Yeah, no, 100% agree with that.
So let me ask you a question.
No, so maybe, well, I just understood your question right there.
Should we
have any certain answers? Percent-wise, I mean, we could easily say a percent of the salaries are spent on the jail.
Yeah.
I mean, she breaks it up by a workload, you can pretty much see it that way. But
Renee was concerned about the actual maintenance cost, but she didn't say anything about salaries. And I think that, I don't know that you want to budget the salaries different, but you want to be able to break those salaries out somewhat.
Quite frankly, I think that we should consider budgeting it differently, and that part of it should be budgeted to jail expense because that's where it's used. Part of it should be budgeted to judicial expense, where is the question, but we should.
Right.
And then we have a more, we get a better grip on what it's costing us to.
For renovations and activities of each entity.
Not only that, Brandon, but there is a document that is filled out on an annual basis on the expense of the jail.
That's the important thing.
That is, so we have to track expenses, and that's sent into the state, and they utilize that to base upon, they base upon that figure what they're going to send us in the money, prisoner per diem. So if we don't have any expense, they're not giving us any money. That's part of the law. Unfortunately for us, the state's not paying us what they're required to do so by their own law, because they're trying to make ends meet up there, and they're doing that in different areas, and it's really harmful to counties across the state. But we need to, I think, we need to define what those costs are within those buildings. How do we do that, Nick? You said you've already broken it down somehow.
I have. Broke it down, and we'll track it this next year. Renee then will put it in those different lines as we go through there. As far as the salaries, I would probably rely on Renee to tell me what percent of the salaries should be taken out of
it. Well, again, I'm just asking a question. I'm not saying.
What do you think about it, Jim? I think we should track them, and without a doubt, we have to track them. I don't care which percentages on salaries. But supplies, I mean, we really need to almost have three different departments, because, and I'm not so tied up about the administration part of the building, the admin side of it, the offices, the jail definitely.
The jail for sure we need to, because not only do we do that with the state, but if we were to ever want to get federal prisoners, we need to document what we spend in order to charge them with it.
So, Jim, should we build into the jail budget the buildings and ground portion of the budget? Supplies.
I mean, how would you know utilities over that? Do we track them separately now, don't we?
We have been tracking them separately for sure.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, this is a pain, but do we create a whole department for just jail maintenance and jail expenses? I mean, we have to do the reporting.
If
I mean, we pay utilities on it.
That must be cleaner.
Well, I'll be honest with you guys. My office has enough to do without keeping track of another thing like that. You do. You know, I haven't had any increased payroll for a long time as far as personnel. Or that department, wherever it happens to be at, is they're taxed. If, as long as it's documented well and can be done the way it is, it makes it easier for the payroll and the accounts payable.
I guess what I would say is it doesn't really matter how we do it, but I think it needs to be broke out. And without a doubt, not just supplies, salaries. I think we really need to say our jail is costing us this much to maintain.
And
within Renee's budget.
Yeah, within Renee's budget, we'll work good. She does a good job of taking care of that kind of stuff.
And I know she documents it, what she's working on, but it seems like.
And if we do this move, give us some time. Maybe next year we do want to move into different budgets. Now, Ron, I think you'd suggest maybe that needs to be in the jail budget. Maybe
why don't you just add line items to the current budget?
That's what I'm looking at right now.
But that's what he's doing.
That's what I'm saying. But
I think that if you turn over to the last page of the jail budget, which is what department's in, which is 118. Thank you, sir. And if you look down at under expense called 11850 dash whatever it is, we could add two or three lines there, such as utilities, such as jail maintenance, jail supplies, and then all it is a matter of
coding,
and then it goes directly there.
And that is the jail expenses.
Yes.
What do you think about that, Rick? Put them in there.
That's fine with me. Now the dilemma is going to be how much are we going to budget in there, and I'm not convinced that Renee is going to tell you numbers to go in there. I know I'm not.
Well, I'm satisfied with this, that if I over budget here, I over budget there, it's all going to come out of the same budget. So I'll
just LGCR, right.
So if I'm over in one and under in the other, once we have a year under our belts, we'll be able to budget.
I mean, but we could put 25% in there or 20% of what?
I'd want to ask Renee and see if she gets a rough estimate.
I would agree, Ron. The cleanest way, since we already have a jail budget, Department 118, just put three or four line items in there. Maybe building ground. We don't want transfers. I mean, building ground salaries, building ground.
You know, she has requested us to do this 2 years in a row. Uh-huh. Maybe she already has something in mind.
She might.
She's not shared it with me if she does.
I have not seen anything, but she has requested
it. This is the first year that she's asked me.
She sent me emails before, can we break it apart? Break it
down. I don't think she'd ever asked me.
She sent me some emails in the past, like she had a capital improvement of a hot water tank, I think, that was in the jail that came out of a building to ground, and she went over on one of her lines. She's like, well, can I charge it to the jail? And so she's been trying to do a little tracking of that. Anyway, so she may have it.
I think she's been tracking some.
So she might have it. So.
But I'm not sure that they want to move that. I don't know.
In 118, it doesn't really matter.
And then, as far as the other building,
but here's
Jimmy's probably going to say, well, you don't make anybody else take care of that. But I'm gonna be able to say, and I think you're going to be able to say, well, yeah, but you know, we don't need those numbers for the prosecuting attorney's office. We don't get reimbursed for those kinds of things.
We don't have to justify this for anything.
And
I'm good. I would say Renee, we're gonna add three or four line items. Give me some numbers for these line items.
She's
probably come up with something.
So,
Rick, if you would just take that action and come back with something.
Renee is not here today.
I can get to Renee and get those.
So what I would probably suggest:
jail maintenance, jail supplies, jail.
They already have a supply line. She actually uses it for laundry supplies. She buys their supplies, and it comes out at 118-2004. She codes it that way.
I just made a note, Ron, to add lines for building and maintenance expenses.
And I believe that's the only one you need to add. I think she's got everything else.
Let's keep utilities separate.
Okay.
You want utilities in there?
Yes. For multiple reasons, not the least of which is we just spent a fortune trying to bring down those costs. I'd like for us to be tracking whether or not that's been successful. I believe it has been, according to everything they tell us.
I had to make a quick phone call. We realized what it was.
For example, Rick, all the